Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2023 at Exira EHK High School, and we have three students we want to visit with, and we're going to start today with
McKenna Larson.
Okay. McKenna, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Todd and Marcy Larson of Kimbleton, Iowa.
Okay. Brothers, sisters?
I got four siblings, two older brothers and two older sisters.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about classwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I had a lot of fun in my ag classes. I'm a little ag person, and probably English, art. Yep.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that you found particularly helpful in your high school days?
I'd have to say Mrs. Prokowski, my ag teacher. She's like my school mom. She's helped me out with any problem between school, outside of school. She's been a very big help.
Okay. In what ways? I mean, what makes a good teacher? What qualities does she have that make her kind of stand out?
In ways, she's blunt, but not too blunt. She knows to keep it straightforward with you to make sure you're doing the right things, which really helps me.
Okay. The ag classes are a little, I guess, looser, more loosely organized than some of the other classes and stuff. Do you enjoy that atmosphere?
I really do. I really do. I really enjoy just being able to kind of choose what I can do, because there's plants, there's animals, there's so many different, like, classes for ag. Not everybody wants to do all of them, so it's nice to be able to choose.
Sure. Do you participate in, like, county fair then, too?
I don't participate in county fair, but I did go to a state fair for some FFA events.
Okay. Like what?
I was a state fair FFA usher, so I was, like, ushering people at the grandstand events.
Okay. So you got the experience, got a chance to see some of that firsthand. Talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in? Is it going to take a while?
It might take a while. So in high school, I've been in FFA, color guard, winter guard, volleyball, choir, band, National Honor Society, yearbook. I think that's it. There might be more.
Okay. Any of those activities that were kind of your favorites?
FFA, because it just taught me a lot about leadership. Oh, and Leo Club. I can't believe I missed that one. And student council. But definitely FFA has taught me a lot about leadership and really has helped me to know what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Okay. I have a feeling if I left that microphone in front of you any longer, you'd come up with another list. Let's talk a little bit about your accomplishments. Anything you're going to look back on down the road that you'll be most proud of that you've achieved in high school?
This last April, I went to our Iowa FFA State Convention, and I accepted my Iowa degree. It's the highest degree you can achieve in the state of Iowa or any state that you're in FFA. And it was a lot of hard work that I had to do, but it's a very amazing accomplishment, and I won't forget about it.
Oh, very good. Well, congratulations. Talk about your future. Where will you be this fall?
I will be at Iowa Western this fall getting my degree in veterinary technology.
Okay. Why did you choose that field of study?
Being on a farm my whole life, I've always been around animals, always been around it, and it's just, I enjoy animals, I enjoy being around them, so I just want to be able to help them.
Sure. Where do you see yourself down the road then? Do you think you'll maybe practice that somewhere around here, or do you see yourself heading somewhere else?
I might travel a little bit. I think it's good to get out and see what's beyond us, but I definitely see myself working with animals in the future, whether it be being a vet or just an animal, working at an animal shelter, just working on a farm, but I don't see myself going away from animals anytime soon.
Okay. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school this fall?
I would just tell them, just don't try to impress anybody. Come in and just be yourself and try everything that you can, because it really does go by really fast.
Yes, it does. McKenna, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. And next we have
Easton Nelson.
Okay. Easton, introduce us to your family.
My mother is Lindy Nelson, and my father's Chris Nelson.
Any brothers, sisters?
I have a brother, Creighton, and a sister, Keely.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about classes. What did you enjoy?
History with my probably favorite teacher, Mr. Hansen, and probably like PE because, you know, it's pretty easy.
Got to have a few of those to balance things out. Tell me, Mr. Hansen, you said your favorite teacher. What about makes him special? What qualities does he have that are different?
When he was here, he just made class fun, and I could talk to him. And he was a basketball coach, so we were like, we got together, you know, friendship.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Talk about extracurricular activities then. What else have you been involved in?
Football, basketball, golf, track, basketball, track, yeah, all the good stuff. And then theater and like group speech.
Okay. So what of the good stuff did you enjoy the most?
Playing sports with friends. That was probably my favorite part. And it's going to be sad when I move away, so I won't be with them a lot anymore.
Are you a team guy? I mean, it sounds like a lot of these things that you're talking about are group activities and team events. Do you like that atmosphere?
Yeah, I do. I'd rather do team than individual because teamwork is better, I think. And I accomplish more as a team than an individual.
Okay, very good. What about accomplishments for you? What will you look back on and be most proud of during your high school days?
Like doing all the sports, because that's pretty cool. And like all the accomplishments doing the sports, when I look back, it'll look good.
Okay. What about the future for you? Where will you be this fall?
I'll be at Northwest Missouri State studying animal science.
Okay. Why'd you choose Northwest?
The campus is really awesome. I have friends and family that are down there right now, and just all my family has gone down there.
Was that an easy choice for you?
When I got there and visited it, yeah, it was pretty easy.
Okay. And you said animal science. What about that has got you excited about your future?
Just like studying animals. Since I've grown up on a farm, I've been around them my whole life, and I just thought I want to like treat animals. Yeah.
So you and McKenna are going to open up a shelter or something somewhere and help out the area?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, very good. Give the eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they get started here in high school in the fall?
Just do all your classwork. It's not that hard. And don't get behind and just keep up the grades.
All right, very good. Easton, thank you a lot. Appreciate it. And good luck in the future.
Thanks.
All right. And next we have?
Madeline Christensen.
Okay. And tell us about your family.
My mother is Jackie Christensen, and my father is Jeremy Christensen, and I also have a younger sister named Mara.
All right, very good. Are you a good older sister?
I like to think so.
I was waiting for her to say the best. Tell me about your classwork and stuff. What did you enjoy?
I took a lot of math classes, so I kind of do enjoy the math classes just because they're a little easier for me, and then I took some art classes as well that I enjoyed.
Okay, art and math, those are two different sides of the brain. You feel like you're pretty well-rounded academically?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. What about teachers? What teachers did you enjoy?
My mom is actually the FCS teacher, so she has helped me a lot. And then the art teacher, Miss T, is also a really good teacher that I enjoy.
So if you hadn't mentioned your mom here, would you have been in trouble?
I don't think so. I don't think she would mind.
Okay. Very good. I'm not going to ask you about teacher qualities because that could get you in trouble. So let's move on. What about extracurricular activities?
I was in track for like 3 years in high school, and then I'm part of the Leo Leadership Club. So I've gotten to volunteer at many different events.
Okay. For those who don't know, what is Leo?
It's a organization where you can go out and help and volunteer at many different events. They offer a lot of different things to go out and help other people.
Mm-hmm. So it's a service organization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that important to you?
Yeah, I think it's a very important thing to help other people in your community and everyone around you.
Okay. Is that something you'll be proud of when you look back on your school days, is the fact that you were able to make an impact?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, what about the future for you then? Where will you be this fall?
Drake University.
Okay. And why'd you choose Drake?
They have a really good finance program, and as soon as I visited it, I loved it immediately. So I kind of knew that was where I was going to be.
And specifically studying?
Finance.
Okay. So what do you want to do with that?
I hope to go into a career working with like financial management or something in that area. I don't really know like where I want to work yet, but I know that that's something I want to do.
Okay. In Iowa or around the area, or are you looking to expand your horizons?
I'm looking to expand a little bit. I kind of want to see what's all out there and see what I can make of myself.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some of that advice then. What do you want them to know before they get going in the high school here in the fall?
I think they should take advantage of any opportunity they can, and just so they can learn so much through their high school years.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much, Maddie. Appreciate it. That's Maddie Christensen, McKenna Larson, Easton Nelson. They are some of the graduating class of 2023 at Exira EHK High School.